Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. We are back once again on a Wednesday with New Beginnings Ministry, and we'd like to thank you once again for tuning in. There are not enough thank yous in this world when others take time out to do something kind, amen, an act of kindness. So we always like to thank you for being on, may it be phone or if you're listening by internet. We thank you, amen, from the bottom of our heart. We're going to go into prayer this evening. My wife, Dr. Suzanne Hawthorne Clay, is going to pray. And then after we pray, then we're going to move on forth. I would like for you to keep me up in prayer this evening. The Lord, the Spirit of the Lord gave me a scripture. And for some reason, I have not been able to interpret how the Lord wanted me to proclaim the gospel this evening. And I had to come in after work and take a nap. And then after I woke up, I was feeling much fresher, and the words began to start to flow through me. So from the Word of God. So please keep me in prayer as we move forward. I pray that this message will minister to someone who is listening. Amen. It will minister to someone who is listening, and those who will come on into the archives later on. But I just pray that it will go forth into the ear gates of God's people. Right now, Dr. Suzanne is going to pray, and we're going to move into our message.
Before I start with prayer, I want to start with praise. We've had a couple of praise reports that I want to make sure, and one, the most recent was this afternoon. One of the people that we've been praying for with renal failure, that's kidney failure, got your call that there was a transplant, kidney transplant available for her. And she went in this afternoon, because when you get the call, you have to immediately respond. And she was in surgery last time I heard from them, and that was probably about 3-ish. So I don't know what's going on now, but I'm believing for the miracle of restored health. And just waiting to hear so I can share the second part of this story with you. I also want us to remember, though, that although this person, Diana, has been given an extension and with the possibilities of having a kidney transplant, that there was there's a family this morning also. And that we need to remember those donor families who decide to bless someone else with donor organs to give them life, that there's a family that's grieving as well, and that we remember to pray for them. So we had another praise report for Brenda Palmer, that we remember her as well.
Yes.
That she is doing better. The last time we prayed for her, she was in a coma, a medically induced coma, and praise God that she is out and doing well. And from what I understand, giving orders and giving orders and instructions. We'll just put it that way, as a leading lady for House of Israel Ministries in Maryland.
Amen.
So we do have praise reports here. So praise God. Let me get started. I can't read that. God calls heaven and earth to witness each day that he has set before us life and death, blessings and cursing. And so we're going to choose life that our families and we will speak life over our families and our situations, that we be in God aligned with God's word, that he hears our voices and we hear his voice and we cling to him and his word. Father God, we praise your name and we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God, and we just lift up these people that are on our prayer list. This evening, we lift up Danielle Thomas, Amy Morton. We lift them up in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to just heal them and provide the resources that they need, Father God, to continue on this journey Father God. We ask, we lift up Lisa Doggett, Keita Thomas, and Christine James now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We also lift up Sandra Provo for continued recovery in Jesus' name. Juliana for continued success and recovery in our home as well. For Norman Rice, the same. Bill Spratlin, strengthen him.
Yes.
Elisa Kazak, Tina Janetta, and Trinita Hobbs. Altamise Bell. Nancy Shaw, we praise you, Lord, for the healing and the restoration you're performing with Nancy Shaw.
Yes.
We lift up families that have experienced loss within the last few weeks for the family of Patsy Coggins, who just lost her, I believe it was day before yesterday, for Pastor Dixon, the Sims family, the Hines and Hobbs family as well, for the Henry family. And Howell family, we lift them up in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for restoration for Eric Jones, who has been on our prayer list, who has gone from intensive care to step-down unit to going home.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. We thank you, Lord, for continued strengthening and restoration as many of these people go through rehabilitation. And the physical therapy that they'll need to regain their complete strength and their complete strength in the name of Jesus. We pray for people that are struggling with depression and mental illness and loneliness right now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Others besides those that we pray for with renal failure, that we remember others that are experiencing waiting for transplants or organ failures. We especially lift up Dwayne Chapman, Marcia Shetler, Diana England, who's in surgery or who had surgery today, Brenda Brown, Rhonda Jones, Dory Dix, Daryl Lee, and Ramir,
yes.
If you would remember them. We lift up the family of James Henry Hobbs Holland III, that you would bless him. We remember and lift up Anthony Williams, that he will be strengthened as well.
Yes.
That we praise God for the good report today on his health. We thank you, Lord, that you would just bless and help people with different addictions, whether they be from sex or food or narcotics or alcohol, that those folks that are suffering from different addictions would seek recovery and be able to maintain recovery as they battle it. We pray for marriages, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
That marriages be restored, that marriages and the marriage bed not be defiled.
Yes.
We pray for people. I also want to lift up James and Kim Chappelle. We want to thank you for the healing and the restoration for Benjamin Berry. Healing and financial support for those that may be battling health and wellness, not only physical health, but physical health as well. For Carla Robinson and Beverly Robinson, for Niles Flowers and his family, for Anthony Hutchison, for Arnold Blitzer.
Yes.
We want to pray for Mother Gloria. Mother Gloria has been online with us, and she's the one that usually does the prayer this time.
Yes.
This time of the month. We just pray for her continued strength and complete healing in Jesus' name. We pray for Juanice Glass, Nadine Matlock, and for Lori and Dan Schaefer.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, and we help us to pay close attention to your word, to listen to what your word says, to keep reading your word, Father God, and help us to hide your word in our heart so that we can recall your word, Father God, as we pray for life, as we pray for healing, as we pray for health and wellness.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ, who took on our grief, our sicknesses, and carried our sorrows and diseases. We thank you for that sacrifice. We thank you for him. God, we ask you to hasten to carry out your word, Father God, on behalf of all of those that we prayed for, believing that they will be redeemed from all sickness, and all disease,
yes.
pain, and discomfort. In Jesus' sweet and holy name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer. As it goes forth, and we're believing that it has been answered. As we move forward, Father, Lord, I ask that you would allow me to decrease while you increase as your word is proclaimed. Let it minister not only to me, but Heavenly Father, the ear gates of those who are listening. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that your word will continue to manifest in each and every one of us. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Our scripture this morning, the title of this morning is A Joy That Transforms Our Lives. A Joy That Transforms Our Lives. Not my life, but our lives. And the scripture is coming from John 4, 1 through 4, and we're going to touch on a number of scriptures that align with the title. At first, I started to do share a textual homily, but I changed, and it will be an expository. We're going to share an expository homily. The scripture reads as such: In the beginning existed the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made in him, and without him was not one single thing made that was made. And I would like for you to pay close attention, because this is where I am going to highlight my homily is on verse 4. It says, In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Let me say that again. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. As we introduce this passage, this passage, it proclaims the divinity of Christ in order that he may receive the glory. The scripture identifies God as the eternal God who was manifested in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16 speaks on that. And this introduction proclaims again the divinity of our Lord and Savior. The scripture reads, Before the world was created, the Word already existed. Before the world was created, the Word was already created. It already existed. And it represents the beginning of the world. And that was the Word. Commentators point out that John intends that the readers see parallel between the opening words of the gospel and the opening words of Genesis. And you know, Genesis says, in the beginning, refers to the beginning of creation. And creation is not mentioned until we get to verse 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not one single thing made that was made. And verse 3, it's talking about before the world was created, when all things began. The Word was the creation of everything. In the beginning, before the world was created, John wants the readers to understand that whatever point the creation was whatever point in the creation, the Word had already existed. Whatever point in the creation that God was designing for you and I, for the world, the Word had already existed. The Word was the principle that held the world together. The Word was the principle that held the world together, and at the same time, it endowed men with wisdom for living, or when there was yet nothing. The Word gives you and I wisdom of how God wants his people to live their lives. The Word, you know how the Word says that the Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So the Word is, that is the principle that brings everything together and how we are to govern our journey, our time, our life on this earth. The Word gives us direction. The Word outlines in our mind what's right and what's wrong. The Word outlines to you and I of how we are to treat one another. Now, God created the Word before the world was created, and then we came into existence where he breathed into the nostrils of humankind. My brothers and sisters, when we look at this, the Word, and God breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, we have to look and understand there are many that don't realize that Christ is our life. Christ is our life. Nothing else should matter before God. Nothing else should take the place. Christ in our lives. So what am I saying? If the Word was created before the world, then everything that we go through, every situation that we experience, the Word has already gone forth for you and I. Everything that we see is made by Christ, created by Christ for you and I. So everything that we see should be associated, flowing, vibrant quality of life is made available to you and I. And we have to understand, John wants us to understand that Christ was evident and the authority of his speech and the power of his touch was valuable. It was important. It was sacred. And we are to recognize, always recognize, the power of Christ, the transforming power of Christ. And yet when I was in sin, pull me out of that miry muck so that I could live a quality life. Now that's another story when we talk about what is quality to you and I. But right now we're looking at what is quality in the eyes of our Lord and Savior. When we accept Christ in our lives and our lives become transformed and we begin to follow the Word of God, we're obedient to the Word of God, there's joy, unspeakable joy that God gives you and I. Because in this human body, through our human experiences, it sometimes pulls us away into worldly thoughts, into worldly things. And we have to be reminded that we have to keep our focus on Christ, because Christ is our life. We have to remain focused and understand that we cannot do anything in life apart from Christ. And when Christ is a part of our lives, and whatever we do, whatever we say, however we act in this life, we begin to start to have a joy that's unimaginable. A joy that people cannot understand. A joy that transforms our life separate from the world. In Mark 1:27, it says, "And they were amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, what is this? What new teaching is this? For with authority he commanded even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." They were seeing our Lord and Savior doing and performing things that was unimaginable. He's author of our life, who has led the way to our life. In the beginning was the Word. He's the author of life, who has led the way to life. And constantly, he's advising his people how to enter into life. In Matthew 7:13-14, it reads, "Enter ye through the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there are going through it." Many are going through it. The gate is broad. It's showing a way, but it's leading to destruction, and many there are going through it. And what it's saying here is that the gate is so broad, it's so broad that we easily can become confused. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We easily can lose our way because it's so broad. It is so broad. And it is saying here that many there that go through it, their life will be led to destruction. But here's the good news. In 14, it says, "Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and few there are that find it." That would baffle me, and I know you can grasp this, but it says, "Few there are that find it." Why? Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way. Have you ever been driving on a road? Let's just take it to in the country, and the roads become narrow. It becomes narrow. Well, let me even take it even further. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When we go down to West Virginia, we have to go through the mountains. Mm-hmm. And when I say the mountains, I'm talking about we are high. When we're looking down, we cannot see the bottom.
But when we're going through those that mountain to try to get to our destination, we have to go through these mountains. And the mountains, the streets are narrow. The roads are narrow. And you have to be focused on what you're doing. You cannot be gazing and looking out, whoa, look at those beautiful mountains. Look how beautiful it looks. Oh, you cannot do that. You have to keep your eyes on the prize. And the prize is that straight and narrow road that winds down that mountain. So keeping your eyes on the road and not focusing anywhere else, you're going to reach your destination. But if you're one who becomes easily distracted and you want to see the beauty that surrounds you, I would guarantee you that it's going to lead to destruction. It will lead to destruction. He raised the dead. His own resurrection made in him a life-giving spirit. A life-giving spirit. And that life-giving spirit has been passed on and shared with you and I. That life-giving spirit with the power of indestructible life. I know I'm talking to somebody out there. I know I'm talking to somebody out there, somebody who's listening, an indestructible life. Hallelujah. Indestructible. Why? Because we have the word. We have the word in us. The word of God. In you and I, indestructible, overcomers. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Overcomers. Because we have the word in us, because the word is you and you and I, we become indestructible. And because we have the word in us, that road becomes straight and narrow because we know in order to get to Christ, we have to be obedient and follow the word of God. He gives us promises. He gives us promises. If you do this, this will happen. If you act like this, this will happen. If you think this way, this will happen. God has already pointed the way. He's given us his word. And through his word, there is an indestructible life. I don't care what it looks like on the outside. God has given you and I an indestructible life. So infinitely, that is extending into human lives. Cause of his word, there is abundant mercy. Because of his word, we have been regenerated. We are regenerated. We have hope. And all that is by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He's given us hope. Knowing who Jesus Christ is, he gives us hope to know without a shadow of a doubt. He says, I will be with you. He didn't say, part of the time, I will be with you. We may not be able to see God, but we can feel his presence. We can feel his Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is our life. In Colossians 3:4, in a union with whom we find newness of life. When we accept Christ fully in our lives, there is a newness of life. Oh, come on, my brothers, my sisters, you know what I'm talking about. You know when you was coming up or when you was younger and all the things that we did? When we accept Christ fully in our lives, there's a newness of life. Confess with your mouth, believe with your heart, and you shall be saved. There's a newness in life. Now we know where we're going. We know the direction that we're going. We don't have to try to figure it out. It's already been planned. Hallelujah. There's a newness of life. We're newly created, living henceforth for ourselves. We're not living for ourselves, but we're living for Christ. Have you heard of that? Only what we do for Christ, you know the last part, right? Will last. Only what we do for Christ will last. He gives us a new walk, a new talk, a new life. Hallelujah. In Romans 3:4, it says, therefore we are buried with him through baptism into death, that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also should walk in newness of life. Let me read that again. Romans 3:4, it says, therefore we are buried with him. Catch this. Therefore, we are buried with him through baptism into death. That as Christ was raised, catching on, that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also walk in newness of life. Our walk is different. Our talk is different. Our thoughts are different. Newness of life. A transformed life. A joy, unspeakable joy, has given you and I. Knowing that our journey on this earth, that we're all going to meet up again in heaven. A place that's not made by hands. A newness of life. Hallelujah. John especially dwells the source of this new quality of life, that of the children of God reborn from above. It's enjoyed by knowing God and Christ and passing through death as already eternal. In John 10:28, it reads, and I give them eternal life, that they shall never perish, neither shall any pluck them out of my hand. Let me say that again. John is dwelling on Christ as the source of our new quality of life. And it goes on to say that the children are reborn from above, and they are enjoyed already. It's already enjoyed, my brothers and sisters, enjoyed knowing God and Christ, because we have passed through death as already eternal. And then he goes on in 10:28, and I give them eternal life. You can put your name in there. You can put someone in there. I give them eternal life, that they shall never perish, neither shall any pluck them out of my hand. We know that where we're going. We know where we're going. We know what the end is going to be. Hallelujah. No one can pluck them out of my hand. No one can take them from me. No one. Please understand that, because that's a powerful statement. No one. That's a definite. No one can pluck them out of my hand. Hallelujah. And it goes on and says this, and this is possible because beginning all that came to be was alive in his life. Thus the life within the Father flows into the world through the Son, who also has life in himself. And he gives to whom he will. He gives life to whom he will. He is the resurrection of the life. And he demonstrates it by restoring life, raising the dead, life to the paralyzed, conquering death. He's given us examples of the authority that he has. Now, if God has that type of authority, we should be on our knees every morning, noon, and night, knowing the God that we serve. If he has that type of authority, all of our thoughts are narrow and straight, focused on the cross, his death and his resurrection. Sorry, able to change and transform. It goes on, it says, men remain in death only because they will not come and have life. The word says in Revelation, though I knock on the door, I knock on the door of your heart. If you will just open up your heart and let me in, I will sup with you and you with me. God cannot come into a hardened heart. God cannot come into a hardened heart. A heart that has become hardened by the world. God is saying, forget about the world. Forget about the world. I'm your life. Christ is our life. When we open up and let him into our hearts, there's joy, unspeakable joy. When we open up and let him into our hearts, we become transformed. Our thinking is not like it used to be. And then, you know, the beauty of it is God knows each and every one of our hearts. Now, that's something that man cannot see. He knows your heart. He knows my heart. He knows everyone's heart. He knows what you may be going through. He knows the suffering and the pain that many have gone through. He knows, but my brothers and sisters, he has given us promises. You know what it says, that when we go through that joy comes in the morning, we don't know when that morning is going to be, but we know it's coming. We know it's coming. He's going to give us understanding. He's going to give us a peace. And once he gives us that peace, it passes all understanding. The understanding we try to figure out doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to you. But when he gives us that peace, it passes all understanding. So life indeed is offered in Christ. Life indeed is offered in Christ. Life indeed is offered in Christ. In 1 Timothy 6:19, it reads, treasuring up for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold of eternal life. Treasuring up for themselves a good foundation. Treasuring up means that we are collecting, the word is giving us, you know, it's giving us that solid foundation. The more that we begin to use the word, the more that we begin to lean on the word, the more that we begin to focus on the word of God, that it gives us a foundation, a good foundation is what he's saying here, against the time to come, that they may hold, that they may lay hold on eternal life. We're holding on to the very end. That foundation that only Christ can give. Man truly lives only by God's word. We only truly live by God's word. Alienated from God, he is dead while he lives. It says here, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of his mouth, out of the mouth of God. We constantly are using what God, the word of God, he has given us. And that's why we went into the beginning. In the beginning was the word. Before anything was created was the word. And he's given us the word of how to handle anything. It goes on to say that we have an opportunity to enter life or reject it. I talked about earlier, it says the way is narrow, and it says it's unfrequented. The Bible says, but to seek after safety at the cost of the soul is profitless. And it goes on to say that we should repent. When do we repent? Daily. Daily we repent, asking God for forgiveness. All have sinned and fallen short from the glory of God. No one is perfect. We can't look at another and judge. Let God handle that. Repent and ask for God's forgiveness. Look at David. Constantly repenting and asking God for favor. It says, when they heard these things, they were quiet and glorified God, saying, then God hath given to the Gentiles also repentance unto life. Gentiles, that's you and I. He's given us the opportunity. I mean, if we go back into history of biblical times, we weren't worthy to be in the presence of God. But God, Jesus came and said, he loves everybody, not just the Jews, but he loves the Jews and the Gentiles alike, so restraint. And he's given you and I an opportunity to repent, to repent. All repentance leads to life, but only through Christ. Let me say that again. All repentance leads to life, but only through, we have to believe. We have to be baptized. Baptized in the Spirit. That's what leads to Christ. The prescription has already been written. You know, it's when you take medication and they give you a prescription and says, take it daily. If you take it daily, you'll have a quality. It's saying that this is going to prevent this from happening if you do this. And God has given us a prescription to life. He's given you and I a prescription to life. And it requires repentance. It requires us to believe in God and be baptized. All of this leads to life, but only through Christ. Not through man, but only through Christ. Our lives are lived in trust. And it goes on here to say, it says, the antidote to trust is anxiety.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
By faith fastened upon Christ, everything is directed to him, to the Christian body of life. The flesh is merely human. It is only human. Amen? And we have to live firmly. Live life firmly. We cannot waver back and forth. We cannot straddle back and forth. We have to be subordinate to the Spirit of God and allow God to lead and guide our life. We can't understand it, but we will in time. Such life is abundant. It's enlightened. It's free. It don't cost you nothing. And it's so satisfying. We become victorious in Christ. You know what I said earlier about indestructible? We become victorious in Christ and immortal. Hallelujah. If you want to look that up, and if you question that, go to John 4:13. Go to 7:37. You can read it there. John 4, go to 1 Colossians 15, 15 through 51, and you can read it for yourself. Truly the gospel consists of the words of life. It consists of the word of life, words of life. In Acts 5:20, it says, go stand and speak in the temple the words to this life. Speak in the temple. And when I saw that, I said to myself, speaking in the temple, our body is the temple of the Lord. Hallelujah. Our bodies are the temple of the Lord. And through the temple, when we speak, as it says here, when we speak words of life, speaking to the temple, speaking to the body, speaking to the temple, speaking to the body, the word of God. And that's why we went in the beginning. We talked about in the beginning. Existed the word, and the word was with God. God created the word before he even created the world. And he's given the word to you and I. Hallelujah. He's given us that word. And all we have to do is lean on the word. I'm going to ask you to do something right now, and for those who are listening, and that's to repeat the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me with those who are listening by internet and those who are listening via phone or whatever device you're using. We're going to give them a benediction, and then we will, if we have time, we'll open up for comments. I don't think we're going to have time
Should I do open up comments? Well, do we have time? Okay. Please repeat after me the sinner's prayer. For all sin and fall short from the glory of God, and it speaks to me as well. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. And now that you have recited the sinner's prayer, it is a joy that transforms our lives. And now to him who is able to keep us from stumbling, to make a stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all times, now and forever. Amen. I pray that you receive something from this word this evening. It spoke to you in some kind of way that was prayer. Amen. I am opening up the mics. If you have any comments, please, ma'am, please do.
Just a great word, sir. Just a great word. We thank God for the word of life and for the Holy Spirit downloading into you to share with us what the Spirit of the living God is saying. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. May God bless you. Thank you. Any more comments? Mics are all open if you have a comment. Otherwise, we're going to close on out. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for the comments. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry. Thank you so much for the comments and also coming on and being a part of this time. There's so many things that you could be doing, but you took out your time, which is valuable. I consider valuable part of this hour. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay. Remember, we love you. But God loves you more. Good night.
I face the dawn.